Parshas Vayar Bolok. It's not Parshas Vayar. We have Parshas Vayera, Parshas Voera. It could have been Parshas Vayar, but Zocha Bolok. Parshas Nikra Al Shemoy. There's a must be an Indian. The Oyv Yisrael Me'apta always used the Zuch and Akuda and Avos Yisrael in every Parsha. So they asked him, where's the Avos Yisrael in Bolok? He says, Voseis Bolok Rosh Hashanah V'Hafta Merecha Kamoicha. So the Chassidim asked, the Beis is Nishkin Vav, the Kuf is Nishkin Chof. But on Olehem, in Matamedaktik, Kol Kach Harbe Boisius, you're going to be paid on every little Nakuda from the ice, coming from the Navas Yisrael. Ashein a Maisa, Ashein a message, but Duchsach is Taka, the Yisrael of the Parsha, Midos. Hachschos of a Midos as opposed to Midos Toivis, we're going to see. It's the Geboi Dorch and Dorch in the Parsha, that's a Chelek Yisoidi of the Inyan, of the Talmid of Avram, the Talmid of Bilam. That's then. Chod, when we have a problem, Bolok is very frightened about what happened, and he's Melech HaMoyav Be'Esahi, meaning he really is not a Moyavi, but they decided to put him up on the top. He was a political leader that rose to the occasion when there was a Tzara, Psa Churchill as not, and he's now Melech HaMoyav, and he wants to team up with Bilam. In Zohar state that Bolok was Mibnei Bonav Shel Yisroi. It's interesting, the Chidah says not he was a Bnei Bonav Shel Yisroi, he was the son of Yisroi. Interesting, if Bolok is the son of Yisroi, that means Yisroi has an eighth name besides his seven names, he has a name Tzipor. If it's Ben Benoi Shel Yisroi, it's also quite interesting that Yisroi has a daughter, Tzipora, and a son named Tzipor. And if it's the son of Yisroi, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Shvager. If it's the Neched of Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu's the uncle. But either way, there's a Kirva Mishpachti over here, according to these Makairis. Me'idach Yisrael, we have Bilam, and there's a big Tumah who Bilam is. There's a Targum Yoimsen and a Medrash Tanchuma that says Bilam was Lavan. The Elta Zeda, Yankov Avinu Shver. Unzer is Zeda. He tiny is Taka when Yankov runs away. Yotai, Abonim Banai. The Yotech Alotai also, Lavan is tiny.
Gilgul or Mamish?
No, the Targum Yoimsen says, and the Tanchuma says, Mamish. There are Makairis that he's the Gilgul of Lavan, a grandson of Lavan. Or that Ba'or is Lavan, so Bilam ben Ba'or, so he's the son of Lavan. If he's Lavan, rock upon him, Tzugishtel to Lavan, it's Madhin, that Yaakov made a Gal Eid HaGal Azeh. The Gal of Avonim was that Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh, that Bilam, Zu, some sort of Lavan, Mamish or not, that is shared by those same Avonim where he was Mavtiach, that he's not going to Chepezich with Kalal Yisrael. The Maisa of Bilam is Lavan, and even if it's not, Gemara says in Saita that Shloisha Hoy Boise Eitza by the Tchilas Hashibud of Mitzrayim was Bilam, Eoiv, and Yisroi. So Bilam is quite old. On the other hand, there's a Gemara Sanhedrin of Kuvav that says Bilam, when he was finally killed, was only 33 years old. That means he wasn't even born by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara Darshan from the Pasuk, Anshei Domim Umirma Lo Yechetsu Yimei, and they won't even have half of a life of seven. Shitas Rav Chanina. Rashi already bamerks it, Zichur Machloikis. According to Rav Chanina, he's only 33. If he was Ba'atzoseh Bilam, Rashi says he's at least 200 years old. You have to make the chesh when the eighth of Bilam was. It could be a little less. If he's Lavan, then certainly also, we have to work this out. There's a lot of parallels between Bilam and Lavan, whether they're the same, because it's Zohar, it's Bar Bresha Lavan. Vayovi Elikim El Bilam Balailo. Vayovi Elikim El Lavan Harami Bachaloim Balailo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Lavan, Pentadaber in Yaakov Mitoy Vadro. He tells Bilam, Pentadaber. The parallel. Kiloi nachash biyakoy, Rosh Hashanah Lavan. Vatachleit es maskorti er aseres moinim, the Zohar says, is parallel to the 10 kinds of magic. Koisei moinim, menachesh, mechashesh, koi v'chover, v'chulei. There's a parallel between Bilam and Lavan. The Ben Ish Chai brings that Bilam and Bolok together, the Etzem have the letters Bavel and Amalek, which is Chorban by Yisrishon and Chorban by Yisheni. And Bilam by itself, if you spell out the letters Beis, you spell out the letters Bimilui and Beis Yud Sof, Lamed Mem Dalet, Ayin Nun Nun Mem Mem, it adds up to the Gematria Tzoris. And that's certainly what's going on. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayar Bolok Ben Tzipor. What did he see? The Medrash, the Balaturim brings, and it's a medrash that he saw Shen Omdalei Chama LeMoshe. He saw that Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to stop the sun. So what's exactly the connection that he saw that he has the power to stop the sun? What's this bazunder, what's shepherding him? So the Satmar, Rabbi Yoel Misatmar, said, Pshat, because everyone knows that the Koyach of Bilam, the Gemara's Rokas, and Rabbi Nazar, that Bilam's Koyach was that he knew Oisai Rega, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Koyes. And he knows when it is. The Gemara says it's Mikashacham as they rakas us in the first 3 hours of the day. The Chol Malchi Mizrach Umayrav are Mishtachav and Lechama. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu has control of time, he has control of the Galgal Hachama, that's not going to be very productive for Bilam's exact calculations how to manipulate this rega of the Chama. And that's what he was worried about. Vayar Bolak, that Moshe Rabbeinu can stop the Chama. That's what got him nervous. You have to know what it means that you stop the Chama, that it actually changes the time. As interesting to Maisa with the Satmar Rebbe Taka on this Nakuda, there were three people that stopped the Chama: Moshe, Yeshua, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. The Gemara brings in Tainus that Nakdimon Ben Gurion borrowed money for water for the Oyel Regolem, and he promised the Goy that he's going to return the water within a certain period of time, and the water did not return, and the boilers were empty, and he owed the Goy a lot of money, and it came Shkia, and the time deadline was over, and he owes the money. So the Goy came and said, "You owe me the money." So Nakdimon Ben Gurion davened and davened and davened, and it torrential, as you say, torrential downpour, and the boilers filled up. So the Goy said, "Oh, Hamayim b'Rishusi Yardu. It's too late. Eshkoyach, I'm the spoil. It's a vase. I believe in the boy. He made a moitus for you. Oh, but this is mine shuldig. The gelt is mine. You didn't pay me back in time." So he was mispah. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machzir the gal dolchama, and it came light outside again. And the pell is, what does that mean? L'maisef, it's already nighttime. Whatever this moitus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and Adin Ben Gurion can control the sun, does it actually change time or not? I'm not going into the different theories over here. But what was meant to us? So the Satmar Rebbe said, he says, "Versteis nicht. Avada, we know we passed in Shulchan Aruch, passed in like Rabbi Natan, and Avada till 72 minutes after Shkia. It's already pitch black at 20, 30, 40 minutes after Shkia, but it's yoin. Nor they're going, they're shayvis, and it's pashtan. So it's not a moifis, but etzema was still yoin. No, the shayvis needed a convincing, so they made it. Shinu lechama. But etzema wasn't mine, but shusay yardim. Hazayit and Mazbek then. There's a very interesting bitoy expression in the Chassam Sofer in Shuvah, in Yeridea. He says he wants to be Ma'ir Adover, that when not Ayman on, most of the things that happened to Klal Yisrael and the Moifsim of the Mon, the Be'er, the Miri, Nitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, were Dvarim Pilyim that the whole world saw and noticed. Over the story of Balak and Bilam, this parsha, nobody knows. On a quiet corner near the edge of Klal Yisrael's Machane in the Midbar, two people, Balak and Bilam, are spelling Avek Mizbechas and working out a system over here. Be'etzim, no one would know about it if not for the Torah was Megala. It's a chelik of a devaldik zakh of emuna. We know that the Gemara says in Brachas, Bikshu loymar parshas bolak the Kriyashma. There was a havmina to say parshas bolak in Kriyashma. Elibitnei Torah Chatzibur. I think the Torah Chatzibur is, because if you look, there's no pisamach. There's 95 psukim you would have to say. It's quite a large stickle. That's what it means. Bitnei Torah Chatzibur. The Gemara says in Brachas, it didn't become, but because it's a yisoid of emuna that the Torah was megala to us. Ma ekod lekabikel ma ezem loyzor mashem. Ami zechor no mayot bolak mayot bilam ben bar. We say in the haftarah. Now Bilam knows to be mechaven the rega. That means if you make the cheshbon, the rega was always in the morning. The Gemara says it's the first 3 hours. So you know there were three series of mizbechos. It was obviously over a period of 3 days, because every day he had to start again, because he had to catch it always in the morning for the same rega again. So it didn't happen all in one day. I saw there's a whole shaila, how to work out the details, when exactly did this story of Balak and Bilam happen. There is a remez, the Mishnah says that one of the things that was created in Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos was the Pia Osain, and we're going to see what that means exactly. Was this Osain actually hundreds, thousands of years old, or just the Koyach HaDibur of this Osain? But there is a pshat in the Acharonim that it happened in Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos, meaning Bilam's traveling here towards the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar happened on a Friday afternoon, which means in the cheshbon of the Mizbechos was on a Shabbos Sunday and a Monday. That was the process, because the Osain that spoke to him happened on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos. And Machodesh took away the Mishnah in Ovis. I saw Sfarim talk about that it has to do with Shabbos. It happens to be. You have to work out why and what the Indian is. But Bolak Ben Sipur and Bilam is Gematria Shabbos together. But Akoponim 702. So it happened Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos, like the Mishnah says in Ovis. And then the next 3 days was this process that it was happening. Now, Vayar Balak Ben Sipor, and he even says, V'hu Yoshev Mimuli. And the Balaturim says, V'hu Yoshev Mimuli, that they can see me, but I can't see them. The Balaturim obviously learns that the Anani Akava was some sort of one-way tint, kind of a glass, or not a glass, Anani Akava, but that Klai Yisrael could see to him, but he can't see them. It's a Shaila Taka, were you able to see through the Anani Akava? I saw the Achrayim talk about it. On one hand, we have Rabbeinu Bachai and Parshas Boy that says that there was no Kiddush HaChodesh, the entire Arboim Shana, the Midbar, because they didn't even see the Yeshemesh and the Yireach, because the Anani Kavod was staring. But over here, it's Mashma Vayar that they were able to see through. Vayar Bolak, you have to know. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perakei, Mishnah Chav Gimel, or Mishnah Yates, depending on which set of Mishnahs you have, it says, Mi sheyesh biyodo shloish dvarim halalu mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu, and mi sheyesh leshloish dvarim acherim is mitalmidov shel Bilam Arosha. The Talmidim, yeah, Bilam himself, had the ice cooked. Achoshev yid mit the ganze tzura, but in the shayrusha inyan, it wasn't. You want to be boidik where it happened. Look at the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, and umas look at the Talmidim of Bilam Arosha. And the Mishnah continues, Ayin toiva ruach nemucha nefesh shvela midos toivos are talmidos al Avraham Avinu. Ayin ro'o ruach gavoya nefesh rechava talmidam shel Bilam Arosha. Bilam had hashchas and midos. Now we know that the Umas Ha'olam came to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't give us anything in parallel. How could you come to Tainus with us? So the Baruch Shalom said, Loikom Navi v'Yisrael, Kemoisha Oyl, Avavu Umes Oylem Kom, Uman Nihu Bilom. He gave him a Bilom. Yeah, he gave them a Bilom, Aber. He gave them a Bilom who's Ayin Ra, Ruach Devoya, Nefesh Rechova. What's the answer? What's the Amasla? But the Teretz is the Baruch Shalom, by giving this Bilom, was showing Klal Yisrael b'mahus, the chiluk between a Yid and a Goy. And that by Bilom, even with the Koyach of Nebuah, of Achpaklari Ami'ira, that he was given, Aber he had this hashchos in midos. Reb Chaim Shmulevich, in one of the famous shmuzin, the title of which is Or v'choshech mishamshim etzel ha'adam ba'arbuvio. And he says it not only on Bilam, he says it as in the avoides hamidos of every person. But taken as an extreme in Bilam, itzarechan is yoideya das elyoin. He has the dargis nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And on the other hand, he's oisus nusim chamoiroi, and he's mushchus and midos ayin ro nefesh rechava. Such an extreme polar situation that's going on inside of Bilam. And the pshat is because avada the Torah is supposed to be malabin the person and be mitaken his midos durch them, but it's an avoida. It can't come if it comes to you boifin. Boy from Kal, and you don't do the avoida, that's not what's going to end up. It's a famous thing that in the yeshiva of Rav Meir Shapiro, yeshiva's Chachmi Beblin, Yachel, on the front of the yeshiva was a big sign that said, Lechu vanim shimu li yiras Hashem ala medchem. And the Zachariah poshta kasha. What's lechu vanim? This is the entrance of the yeshiva. It should say, I mean, it's the lashon of a pasuk. That's what it said about Gufa. Boyu vanim shimu li yiras Hashem ala medchem. What's lechu vanim? Shimuli Yiras Hashem Alamachem. And the Teretz is because when you're inside the yeshiva, inside the Kaisleya yeshiva, and there's no pirtit in the Kaisleya yeshiva, and all kind of things that come into the Kaisleya yeshiva, so then it's not a kunz. The kunz is, after you did, you served your time. Lechu, when you go out, that's when you see if it's already that you were zoicha durch the amelus and the avoida to be mishana your midos. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah parallel Avraham Avinu, at Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, and Bilam, Talmid of Shal Bilam. By both of them it says Shnei Na'orov. Shnei Na'orov, by Avram it says Shnei Na'orov Itoi, by Bilam it says Shnei Na'orov Imoi. It's up to Chedush Yerin. Who's the Na'orim? Nefesh Ayin Ruach. That's Na'ar. Nefesh Ayin Ruach. They both have Nefesh Ayin Ruach. Shnei Na'orov Itoi. Both of them have Na'orim. It's whether it's Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Feila. That's the Na'ar of Avram Avinu. And Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, Nefesh Rechava, that's the Na'ar of Bilam. They both went with the Na'ar. But it's a different Avoida. And it's fascinating to show the difference. Bilam, who knows Matoy boy alecha yakad that gan klai shal kulay toy, kulay toy. So what's he looking for? Epis on a kudara. Etes katseyu tira. He goes to the edge, maybe somewhere by the zon of shenachashol macharecha, maybe he'll find epis on a kudara. He knows it's kulay toy. Matoy boy alecha yakad. He zuchs. He's omel to zuch the nakudara, the Rebbe Shekhov is Baruch Hukoyis. Avram Avinu, by Tfis Doim, exactly the opposite. The Rebbeinu Shalom already told him. Kulay Ra. He wants to be Haifich Sedoim. And Avram Avinu is zuching. Ulay Chamishim, Ulay Arboim, Ulay Esther. He's zuching the Nakuda Toiva. That's the extreme difference between Bilam and Avram. And also, Minei Yubei, Bilam tries with the Mizbechas. He sees it's not going. So let him come to the conclusion. It's again, it's not the Mahalach. No, there's something wrong with the floor, there's something wrong with the shoes, there's something wrong with the ceiling, the air conditioning. Well, let's try somewhere else. He's zuching Oyster Ra. The Nakud of Hashkos of Amidos is also expressed the Hemshech. And the Emes, I found it twice. One is in Arachayim HaKodesh, and then I saw a Faketavart in Shasant. In the beginning, by Yochum Bilam Baboyker, when he sends him the Anshe Bilam, by Yochum Bilam Baboyker, by Yomer El Sari Bolak Luchul Artachem. Okay, I'm going to come later on, but you go back home already. Zok the Arachayim, what's he sending them so quickly? He doesn't want to serve them breakfast. You know, stay overnight. I'll come soon. Mamish, the same thing at the end. Listen, Bilam tried. Twice, three times, the Mizbechas, he gave them Eitzes. He wasn't Matzliach, yeah, for their plan. He even became a Chiger and a Sumo. Eret Kimutchet. You know, have Rachmanis. Bola tells him, Va'ata Brach Lachel Makelecha. It's finished. Ahengen. No Rachmanis, no nothing. Maybe give him a penny or something. No. He tried, the guy tried, you know, he tried to deliver the goods, you know. Va'ata Brach Lachel Makelecha. I could have Shchosen Midas. Another nekuda of midos having an agia, in midara. There's a famous shtickel from the Aviezri in Hilchos Yisoid Yatorah from Rav Shach. He spells on the Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra Daf Yudalid says all the different Sifrei Tanakh, who wrote them, and the Gemara starts off Moshe Kostav Sifrei V'Sefer Bilam. Shasanta Memra. Moshe wrote his Sefer Chamisha Chomshei Torah. And also Sefer Bilam. Why is Sefer Bilam being singled out? It's part of the Chamisha Chomshei Torah. So Rav Shach says he wants to bring over Rav Shach from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. He brings from Rabbi Shua Leib, do it a gishtickle, that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam were the only ones that had the Nevuah v'Aspaklaria Meira. Kol Shara Nevi'im, it's one of the Yisoidi Hadas, to believe that the Shara Nevi'im were of a lower Madrega. It was Aspaklaria She'enoi Meira. Explains Rabbi Shua Leib, Ki'ilu, that Aspaklaria Meira is like a clear glass, and Aspaklar She'ena Me'ira is like a tinted green glass. It's tinted. The difference is that if you see the Nevuah b'Aspaklaria Me'ira, there's no way to... It's given to you clear without an opportunity even to manipulate the Havana Shabbat. It's clear. When it's not given over clearly, like by all the other Nevuah, there's an opportunity for the Navi to put his own personal Negiah of a Havana and the Mela change it. And that was Bilam's plan. Bilam... He thought that he's going to get a nevuah, and he thought that the nevuah is going to be toiv. All the different good things, but he understood that his nevuah is going to be the darga shel aspaklari she'ein in ira. That's what he understood, and by his negias he was going to be manipulated and turn it into klala. The Rabbanu Shalom was matzil klal Yisrael by upgrading Bilam aspaklari ira. It's like. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu writes over the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu writes Sefer Bereishis, which is already Nevuas of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, but he has to rewrite it because they had it the Dargas Aspaklari She'eni Me'ira, and Moshe Rabbeinu was now writing it Aspaklari Me'ira. But Sefer Bilam Be'etzim, it came out as Matoyim straight out because it was already Aspaklari. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to redo it. Lashon of Rabbi Shul Leib is Eini Elokim Ma'atik. He was just copying. It was cut and paste. He was copying over what was already given by Aspaklari Me'ira, and that's why the Gemara in Baba Basra expresses Moshe Kosov Sifroi the Sefer Bilam, because when he wrote Nevuah of Sefer Bilam, it wasn't the Bezunder Zach like Moshe Rabbeinu was doing by the rest of the Nevuah, that he was first shelling it back Aspaklari HaMe'iridik. It was already Aspaklari HaMe'iridik. He was only being Ma'atik. Now, L'choy has to do with a little touch of a sense of humor that Rav Shach, when he writes this shtickle, and that's the whole shtickle in Avi Ezri, he writes, Eini Elokim Ma'atik Divrei Rav Yehoshua Leich. And then he says, "Ve'eni writes to Lohaysef El Gar Gerechet." He says he wants to be Moisef one Nakuda, but he writes Mamash word for word Olshtikel, and he uses the words "eni elakimatik," which Rabbi Shua Lein had used. And okay, and then he says maybe that could be pshat in the Akedah. Everyone talks about what was the grace of Milo of the Amida ben Esoyin of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. If the Rabbanu Shlalem told him far ois kach lachas bin chasichdecha, what's the shayla? The Rabbanu Shlalem bin Avu was mezgalatin. And the Teretz says, he says, because mitzad sheni, the Rabbanu Shlalem already told him ki biyitzchak yikari lachazara, and that this is going to be his osid mitzad gashmi sinoylam hazad, that this is going to be where his osid of yoytzeh halotiv is coming from. So it's a stira. Now he's telling him to shechten. Maybe after Avraham Avinu b'cholayfin with epes and agia would come to a havana. It doesn't mamish mean that he would maybe. No, he accepted it to pashtus and was oymed in the nesoyin not to warp the havana of the nevuah. Now, in the, one last thing in this whole issue of Bilam had the same darg as Moshe, but then it's a question of midos. Now people have to know everyone is in a different situation. Bilam is giving tremendous koiches, and every person is given koiches, milas, chesroinus, things that he has to work on. Right? Oiloi la'odom she'ekir chesroinusav, and even worse, remember from Rabbi Ruchim, if someone who doesn't know is milas. Now every person is given what he's given, but the ikar bechira person has to know is not in the what he's being dished out, what's given to him. Every person starts, has a different starting point. Kishroidus and Chochmas and various raw goods that he's given. The Iker is Bechira. The Iker is to be Boicher, what to do with what you give. I heard a Gevaldike Moshul, it was a Maisa Shehoyevot, but it brings out the point that at the end of the day, all of this is Bechira. And to be Boicher, the Midas is to be Boicher the right way. There was a story of two identical twins that were not separated at the beginning of their life. Not that story. They grew up together. And until the age 20, they grew up together, and they both had a shreklecha childhood from so many aspects, financially wise, and the relationship with the parents and with the other siblings, and the matzah that they grew up in, and the education, and fill in the blank, shreklech. The maestro, one of them grew up to be a very, very chashuv person, a famous ish chinuch. He was also wealthy. And he was a mashpia and a sach milus, and he was poil in the community. The other one, Mamish, became an avarian. He was in jail half of his life, and he was in drugs and feral things. Again, the details fill in the blanks. The maisa was, though, that a choshev yid interviewed both of them, and he first went to Chuan. He said, "Tell me, what's the story?" And he said, in 5 minutes, lump me up the story. So he said, "Listen, my story starts asoy," and he told him about the feral childhood and everything and all the shverkeiten that he had, and his punchline was, "So did I have any other choice?" And the maisa goes that the second person, said the exact same thing with the exact same punchline. Word for word the same story and ended. "So did I have any other choice?" So that's the point. That's the point. At the end of the day, everyone's given his koich, his tchunas anepesh, his koich, nevuas, or kishroinus, or yechoilus, and misyoinus. At the end of the day, the mahus of the mensh is the bechira. It's a maisa shehoyah. Now there's another thing a person has to know. Shmuz from Chaim Shalev, it's also Afanot. Famous Yisoid. Zokar of Chaim Shalev, it's Ki me'ein Hashem lasiti lahalach imochem. Bilam is going with the Anshei Volok, and he's getting messages that he shouldn't be going. It's very obvious he's been getting messages that he shouldn't be going. Everything's going wrong. And at gate, and he's continuing to go. What's going on over here? So Rav Chaim Shalev has a Yisoid. A person hears what he wants to hear. A person hears what he wants to hear. It's also part of the Bechira about that. A person hears what he wants to hear. Hearing the message with a loudspeaker on. Sometimes the Heresh. So he says it with a murder gestick of Gittin. I don't know who got up to Daf Mem Hei yet. But the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei. Actually, an L over there, Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara in Daf Mem Hei has a story that Rav Ilish was in Shevi. Rav Ilish was an Amoru, or someone that lived in the times of Amiram, and he was in he was captured. And Yoim Echad, he was sitting there with some of the other captives, and there was someone there that knew how to listen to birds, and an Oirev came, and the Oirev said, "Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach." That's what the Oirev said. And the guy said, "You know, the Oirev is saying Ilish Brach." He says, "Yeah, but an Oirev is a treifa bird." The next day, a Yoyna came, and the Yoyna said, "Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach." So he says, "Oh, Klal Yisrael is nim shal kiyoina, and he took the opportunity and he ran away and he escaped. Rabbi Kiveger over there in Gilyon HaShas brings an aruch. This is in the Shmuzim from Chaim. The Gilyon HaShas brings an aruch. He says, you see from this Gemara that Rav Ilish knew to understand the language of birds. You see that Rav Ilish knew the language of birds. And Rabbi Kiveger asks, it's Mamash Faket. It says someone else that was there was telling him the Oyer of Gizok, Ilish Brach. And the next day, the other guy who knew the language of birds said, the Yoyma is saying Ilish Brach. And the Aruch says, you see from this Gemara that Rav Ilish did know the language of birds. Rav Ilish didn't know, he was relying on the other guy. Rav Ilish didn't rely on the Oyriv, only on the Yoyma. Why did he rely on that other guy? The other guy is also a Goy in the captivity. Why is he relying on that Goy? If he's not trusting an Oyriv, why is he trusting Yen of Goy? Rav Ilish knew the language of birds. He wouldn't, to answer the Marshal's Kasha, he wouldn't have trusted this guy. He understood the language of birds himself. But he had an Igiyas. He said, the Oyriv is telling me Ilish Brach. I can rely on that. Maybe I'm still listening to what I want to listen to. So he wanted to test it on what the other guy had to say. And by an Oyriv, I think it was like, an Oyriv, a Yoyi, Oyriv. Over Avad and Yenayu, it happened that he did know the language of birds. Some of the Torah, yet it wouldn't be. But nor a mensch heret, nor was that Bill Heron. The person has to know. He had once this guy that was alcoholic, but mamish, he was doing terrible. He was becoming cranky. There was no way to convince him to try to get him out of this rut that he was in. And he was drinking more and more. So someone wanted to show him how dangerous alcohol is. So he took a cup of water and then a cup of alcohol, and he put a worm in both cups. And in the alcohol cup, the worm, within a few minutes, just disintegrated. And in the water, not. So they looked at the guy and says, no, what do you see from me? He says, if you have worms in your stomach, so then if tak kedai to drink out good before. You know, you have to know what you're supposed to get the message. People have selective hearing. Bilam tells the Anshei Bolak that the emes is, it's not up to him. Interesting to listen, ketana oy gedoilos. I want to say a shayna pshat. The Emes, the Gemara says in Brachos of Zion that Bilam was Yoideya Oisei Regis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kois. Frek Toisvis. So what can he say in that one Rega? It's a hell of a Rega. It's a Rega Kememre. What can he say in Rega Kememre? Enter Toisvis Tuthrutzen. One Teretz is Kalein. He could say Kalein. One word. Kalein. Destroy them. Kalein. That's one Teretz in Toisvis. The other Teretz in Toisvis is the Bilam had a chav that if he starts, not too early, not too late, but if he starts exactly at the Rega, Kibin Shehiskel Yochel Hamshik. So I'm clearing, maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk here. There's two Tirutzim in Tosis. Achas Ketano, or Gedoy. Ketano is that he could say Kalein. Gedoylo is that he could start and then continue, going by Rikos. So the two Tirutzim of Tosis is Achas Ketano, or Gedoylo. Alternatively, I want to suggest a different Pshat. Tosis' first Teretz, Kalein. I once saw a Pshat, push it means he'll say, destroy, destruct, Kalein. Kalein is Rosh Tevis. Kiloi nachash di Yaakov. Ma toi voy lecha Yaakov. And loi hibit oven di Yaakov. It's Rosh Tevis for the three brachos that he says. So in the Eretz Teretz of Tosfos Gufa, there's the short version that you say Kalein, that's Kana. And then there's Gedoyla. Gedoyla is that you learn Kalein means that he says the Rosh Tevis of this entire Arichas. There's another pshat, that's based on the Tosfos. There's another pshat from the Goyim. The Goyim brings a medrash that Achas Katana Ay Gedoyla is either Resen or Chaka, which he explains in the muzzle of the animal, there's two ways. You can sometimes pull in its tongue or pull out its tongue. Bilam wanted to use a shame of klola, a shame of din. A shame of din is either elikin, elikin is din, but kale is rachamim. So he wanted to say elikin, which is long, and Hashem pulled it shorter, turned it into kale. On the other hand, ka, yud-hei, is a shame of din. But Hashem lengthened it to yud-kei, vav-kei. Mo ekoy loy kaboy kale, umo ezam leizam Hashem yitkevavke. That says in any item that he wanted it, he wanted to use the shame kotzor of kale. He wanted to use the shame orech avalikim, which is then it turns shorter into kale. He wanted to use ka, which is shorter. Hashem turned it into midas rachamim of yitkevavke. Another pshat. I was thinking maybe what it means achas katano gedoyla. We know that Bolak and Bilam beetzem has the osius amolik. Besides the Beis Nilam, it has the Oisiyas HaMolik. Now, on one hand, Bilam knew the Rega to be Kais, right? That Hashem was Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek is the Rega. On the other hand, Amalek, Soif Tevis is Rak, Rak, Kol Hayoyim, is Soif Tevis Amalek. So Amalek is either Nirma's Rega, or Amalek is Nirma's Rak, Rak, Kol Hayoyim. So it's weiter. He's using the Koyach of Amalek, but it's Achas Ketana, Oy Gedoyla. The Mishnah says in Ovis, we already mentioned this, that Asorah Dvorim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes Ve'elu Hein Pia Oretz Pia Be'er Pia Oslem, which by the way were in the past three parashas. Pia Oretz in Koirach, Pia Be'er in Chukas, Pia Oslem in Bolok, and then you have in Parashas Pinchas also al Pia Goyro, but the Pia Goyro wasn't created Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes, so it's not on the list. But then there's a few other things also, but one of them is the Pia Oslem. It's Nechlekwa Meforshim. Does this mean that literally the Osain was created in Erev Shabbos by the Me'a Bria Ben Ashmoshes? This Osain was taka very old, and there are Midrashim to support this view that says it's the same Osain that Avraham Avinu was on, that Mashiach is going to be on. Anyone mentioned with an Osain, it keeps on being that same Osain. Or no, Avad, it doesn't mean that. It means the Koyach HaDibur of the Osain.
He was killed.
Who was killed? The Osain? Yeah. Why?
The mouth killers, that people shouldn't say that.
I don't remember. I have to check. I don't know. The mice, it's interesting, the Osain tells Bilam, Anoichi Asoin Chasherachavta me oitcha ado yem azeh. The Medrash says, Malamet Shaloi HaYezokim. You see that Bilam wasn't so old because the Osain is older than him. Now that depends. On one hand, we said Bilam was 33. So the Osain was 34. But on the other hand, we said Bilam Zulavan goes back. Then you have to go with the other pshat that the Osain also goes back. You know, it depends on the machloikis of the machloikis of Bilam's age will affect the machloikis of the Osain's status. Bilam tries twice mizbechos, and twice with those mizbechos wants to be makalel and use some kind of a koyach to curse them. If you notice, after twice Bilam gives up, but Balak insists to try a third time. So it's very interesting that some sefer says Shane Pshat, there's really a machloikis in the Gemara if chazaka is two times or chazaka is three times. So he says like this: Bilam holds like a shita that chazaka is twice. So he says, listen, I tried Mizbechais once, I tried Mizbechais twice, I tried Klola twice, Segeinish, I'm out of the parasha. So Balak says, no, I hold three times. Zok Bilam, okay, you hold three times, try once more. He tried once more, Nishkigan. Then he gives him the eighth of Benois Midyan. What happened all of a sudden now? He gives him the eighth of Benois Midyan. Zok Techasim Tamar. The emphasis is when Bilam and Balak are trying to check for the Yidden. Why originally didn't he think of this idea? Let's try to be machti then. Let's come up with an idea plan to cause him to do avera. Teretz Bilam l'shitosa, he holds that twice already is a chazaka. He says they did already the chayt eivah, and they already did the chayt meraglim, and they were nenash, but it didn't cause kiloyim. So there's no chance of trying to bring in a third avera, because my shita is, says Bilam, twice is enough, and since twice is enough, they already have eivah, they already have meraglim. Chayt is not the plan. Let's try a new plan with klola durch mizbechos. So he tries once, twice. Bola continues and tries a third time. Doesn't go. So Bilam, Lishitoscha, I have a plan. Let's try chet. Your sheet is three. We didn't try a third chet yet. So Lishitoscha, let's try to do the eighth of Benois Midian. I don't know if it's a remez or it's only a melitza, but I want to tell too that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when it describes the chet of Benois Midian, it describes that originally they had a zakena, an older lady, who was standing outside selling fabric, selling material. And inside was a younger woman, and that's how slowly she would charge less. And then he would go inside, v'chule, ayin shom. The lashon of the Gemara is, zakena oimeris loy bezed, that this is the price, v'yalda oimeris loy bepochis, shtag oy shloy shepom. Two or three times, the younger one came, no, I have a cheaper price. Interesting that the lashon of the Gemara is Shnayim Oishloi Shepamim. That was the machlokes, exactly. Balak and Bilam. Is this supposed to happen after twice or after three times? That's the Shnayim Oishloi Shepamim. The Gemara says in Brachis that Bikshu, we mentioned this already, Bikshu Lekvoya Parshas Balak Bekriyashma. Umitnei Mailoi Kavua Mishem Toirach Tzibur. We said it would have been 95 psukim that you would have to say. It's one big parsha. The Indian of Parshas Balak and Kriyashma, why dafka should we talk about Parshas Balak? What's Yisoy de Hadas that it should be in part of Kriya Shema. Well, on one hand, you do have Korah Shochav Ka'ari Yuchalovi Mi Yikimenu Yizgaber Ka'ari. But on the other hand, there's an Indian of being Mazkir, the Indian of Parshas Bullock. I saw the Pnei Yeshua and Brachas over there, and the Emeth Esfasemes and the Chidon, a lot of Achorim, they say this idea. The Etzem at the Pasuk in Novi, we say it in the Haftorah. Ami, Zechor no Mayot Bolak Melech Moiv, Man Oisik Bilim Ben Ba'or, Men Ashit Melech Gilgal, Aman Das Dikteis Hashem. To remember the grace of Tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Koyis, Kol Hayomim, Kol Yimei Bilim. By the way, Kol Yimei Bilim, some people mean, it means in that Tkufa. It means the 3 days. I told you, Bilim had to try every time early in the morning. So since there was three sets of Mizrachis, it was 3 days. Shalaykoas, Kol Yomim, doesn't mean Bilim's whole lifetime, really. Kol Yimei Bilim, those 3 days. B'cholikim, it's a mefurshak in Micha, in Novi, that there's an inyan to be zoichet. Now, grad, the Chazal wanted to be kaveid mamash in Kriyashma. So, in Torah, they weren't kaveid in Kriyashma. Oh, but the etzem idea that there's an inyan kol yoyim v'yoyim to have a zechiva of the inyan of Balak, there's an inyan to do it every single day. Where do we taka do it? I heard once that the way we do it is because what was the remez of Parshas Balak? Kara shok of kari, yuchalavi mi yikemenu. So, the yizgaber kari, and you get up in the morning. And you say, Matoivu Oyalecha Yakoi. You don't start from Brachis or from Haidu or from Birchis Kriyashmo or Shvetishman Esle or Botmazom Sneen, Kaprai and Elias of Kriyas the Torah in between. Shai, Kalod, Matoivu Oyalecha Yakoi, the Oimer Hatfila, the Messinas, Kamisha Moina Mois, as I even tell Gelb State in the Sidurim before I was talking about this. This is the Pshat. So, the Indian is, that there isn't any to be zoicher in the Parshas Bullock. That type of shtake in Micha. Chazal wanted it to be kaveh in Mamish and Kriyashma, dos nish. Aber dos, yeah, you get up in the morning, ka'ari, ka'lovi mi yikimeno, ma toivu ayolecha yakad. With that, you're Mekayim, the inyan of the Zechiras inyan Bullock and Bilam. It says at the end of the Parshas, the Heim of Boichim, The Tchilas Parshas Pinchas starts now already. We'll see Be'ezer Hashem more next week. The Iker story happens over here that Zimri is being choyted with Kozbi, Vayar Pinchas Ben Elozer. Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. Pinchas is the one that saves the day, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vehema Boichin. Klal Yisrael that is crying. The Targum Yonason says, V'inon Bachyon Bekaryon Shema. They're crying and saying Kriyashma. Vos Epis Kriyashma. So, gradually, some say it's a different gear, so it's V'inan Bachin V'kalin Shema. Their voice was heard, they were crying loud. V'inan Boichin V'kalin Shema. Their coil was heard. But the gear of Fanenu was V'karin Shema. They were saying Kriya Shema. What's Kriya Shema? There were 248 words in Kriya Shema. Keneged the Ramachi Varim. And Pinchas Taka takes Vayikach Roimach B'yodoi. The Roimach of the 248 words of Kriya Shema, which Roimach is with a Vav, it's spelled, and that's the six letter, the six words of Baruch Shem Kevoi Malchus and Roimach Vav. When we say creation has 248, it's without the Baruch Shem Kevoi Malchus. And that's Roimach without a Vav. Then the Vav of the Roimach is the Baruch Shem Kevoi Malchus and Roimach Vav. And that's the Kriyashma, that's them as the Koyach of the Kanois, comes from the Amunah and the Dveikus of Kriyashma. I saw a very interesting shot from Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel. It's brought down in the Pardes Yosef. Very interesting shot. What it means that they were saying, they were crying Kriyashma. So we'll be back to them. It's Yadua, a lot of Sfarim talk about this idea that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alikeinu, Hashem Achod is Gematria 1118. Yadua, 1118 is a very interesting number because it's also 13 times Elikim. Elikim is Midas Adin 86 times 13, and it's also Yud Kei Vav Kei times 43. It works out in a lot of the different Shemas. As a matter of fact, we once spoke out this idea that in Tefillin it says Hashem's name 21 times in the Tefillin Shel Yad, and it says 21 times Hashem Hashem in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's already 42. But then if you leave the Tefillin in the Zekel, that's in the Zekel. But when the Yid puts on his Tefillin, and then it's Hashem Hashem Nikra Elecha, that's the 43rd Yud Kei Vav Kei. 43 times Yud Kei Vav Kei is 1,118. That's what a person puts on tefillin, and he says Kriya Shema. It's the same 1,118. Also, when a person goes under the chuppah, the word chuppah, the outer letters of chuppah, is Chesed, is 13. The inner letters of chuppah is Pei Vav, is 86. The chuppah is that you put the meat, the kol goes around, you take the meat as harachamim, the 13 goes around the 86. That's the chuppah. That's Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is 1,118. There's a lot of other things, 1,118, and it's not for now, but I want to say over a vort from Rabbi Chol Bar Weisstandl. It says, the Yidden, and they were crying, Kriyishma. He says, if you take the numbers of how many Yidden were alive with the Levium before the Magefa that happened by this story, he works out the numbers with the Levium, 625,850, and then he makes the cheshbon of the amount of Klai Yisrael with the Levium after the Magefa. It says 24,000 died in the Magefa, but there's a discrepancy anyways from other reasons. The cheshbon comes out that the discrepancy of the amount of Yidden that were there before and after is 1,118. So he says that's what the Yidden were crying, Shema, they were crying over the death of the 1,118 people that were going to be nifta because of the Maisa. It's a fascinating pshat. Good.